Jack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Polokwane 26 and Mbombela 27 grade.
In the capital, Eskompatlele Drive lights down at Struben Street. There's delays there. Plus Bedford View, N3 northbound, a stationary truck on the ramp to the N12 east at Galulis.
Die burgemeester van Tshwane, Silje Brink, sê die metro is op koers om dienslewering kwessies aan te spreek. Brink het vandag sy hoofstadsrede tydens 'n spesiale sitting gelewer. Hy sê dis 'n belangrike geleentheid vir die metro se administrasie om oor die afgelope jaar se werk te besin.
A way of accepting the reality that government doesn't always know best and that we can take hands with communities to improve the quality of life in the city. We believe this will give communities an enormous stake in the success of the city as a whole.
City Power sê sy tegniese spanne werk om krag in Noordgesig, Orlando West en Pennyville in Soweto te herstel. Ontevrede inwoners het vroeër vandag die strate ingevaar om te betoog teen kragonderbrekings. City Power woordvoerder Isaac Mangena sê die kragonderbreking is veroorsaak deur oorhoofse kraglyne.
We appeal to the customers to avoid overloading the network by using electricity sparingly, particularly during this period as the temperatures drop. You'll remember that the area is also overcrowded, especially with the backyard rooms that have mushroomed.
Nou in Limpopo, waar 'n bus met mynwerkers en 'n vragmotor in Steelpoort gebots het. Die ongeluk het vanoggend plaasgevind. Sterftes is ook aangemeld. Woordvoerder van Limpopo vervoer, Timalo Chwene.
The accident involves a bus and a truck with an unconfirmed number of injuries and fatalities. Details will be released once verified by responsible officers at the scene.
Die DA het 'n mosie ingedien vir 'n gesamentlike komitee om die verhoogde salaris van die sekretaris van die parlement, Kolile George, te ondersoek. Dit volg op onthullings van 'n 70% verhoging. Siwewe Gwaruba van die DA beklemtoon deensigtigheid en aanspreeklikheid in die bestuur van staatsfondse.
This is going against what legal counsel had advised Parliament. And so our view here is that Parliament must still investigate this matter. The members of Parliament are still none the wiser about how this happened, who made the decision, and why it is that Parliament was misled in the first place.
En die polisie in Australië het 'n man in hegtenis geneem wat hulle beweer agter mislukte dwelminvoerkomplot was. Dit het daartoe gelei dat kokaine stene maande lank op Ooskusstrande uitgespoel het. Die man is gister in hegtenis geneem en staar 19 aanklagte in die gesig. Ek is Chanel September, a top story at the South 20 Mayor Celia Brink says the metro is back on track to address service delivery challenges.
Oh boy, well let's hope so. What's with the elections just around the corner? That'd be a handy thing, but... Already coming up in this hour, the Centurion Mall competition. This is a good one. Up for grabs, a 2,500 Rand Checkers digital voucher courtesy Centurion Mall and a place in the draw tomorrow for the trip for two to Madagascar valued at 75,000 bucks. What a great prize, huh? Winter? What winter? Your prize for you and your partner includes return flights, the visa fees, airport transfers, a 7-night stay, accommodation at Comba on the Rocks in Nosy Be. That's the beautiful little island off the off Madagascar's northwest coast. It is gorgeous. White sand beaches, palm trees. Oh, yeah. Also included in your prize, breakfast and dinner daily and 3 excursions. T's and C's apply. Visit centurionmall.co.za for more information. It's all about guessing the year. Uh-huh. The Centurion celebrated their 40th, can you believe it, this year. 40th. We'll give you the question at the end of the 30-minute non-stop sweeper hits. Our WhatsApp line will stay open for 15 minutes and then we will call the winner and make their day. Stick around for that one, but in the meantime...
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do.